Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you know, it's a great song. It might be a little too slow for a happy Monday. I mean, John, does this song, as great as it is, fit our mood? I mean, I would say no. And I hate to rip James. I mean, he chooses a great song, but James, does this song feel like it fits?
I guess not. That's fair. Here, how about this? Is this better? A little more fun, right? A little bit more fun.
I mean, I was thinking maybe We Are the Champions.
Slow your roll, buddy.
Is that a little too? Yeah. Is it a little too early?
Listen.
I'm one for one at calling it. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. That was week six of the 2017 Eagles season when I said they're going to win the title. We shall see if I'm ready to make that sort of declaration in the coming weeks. Who knows, but they're playing great football. All right, we'll get to coming up here, something that John noticed post-game, three things that I noticed post-game. We'll hit that shortly to the phones. We go. Let's talk to Brady right now. What's up, Brady?
Big coin, Jay Rich. What's going on?
Love it.
Hey, Brady.
You know I love it.
Hey, man. I was expecting a good season, but this type of domination, I wasn't expecting it, and I am completely satisfied and super pumped to see it, man. It looks great.
Satisfied and stunned, Brady. I'm stunned that they are this good.
Same here. I mean, I live in Florida, so I went to the game in Tampa last year, that terrible game, and I mean, it looked like, at that point, like you're saying, Joe, with the complete flip on Hurts, it looked like he had never played a game of football in his life.
It was bad. Yeah,
it was horrible. Yeah. And for him to come to this now, I don't know what he was doing in the offseason or with these coaches. I mean, I know that coach they got from Florida is a really good coach.
Brian Johnson guy? Tell you what, he's looking good now. I mean, you know, it's hard to always know sort of how to – divvy up the pie of credit. Athlete obviously has to get the, you know, majority of it because he's the player, but between Brian Johnson, Steichen, and Sirianni, you know, those guys got to get credit also. I mean, they are bringing him along in a great, great way.
Absolutely. I mean, we need to, I hope we go on a deep run and maybe all the way, because Steichen, everybody's going to be coming after him after this season. That's without a doubt. I mean, he is calling some really good plays, and I give major props to Coach Sirianni too. I mean, he's, you know, a lot of people were on the fence on him just like they were on Hurts, and I mean, I think he's proving a lot of people wrong, just like Jalen proved me wrong. Honestly, I wasn't sold on him one bit, and now I'm completely on the Hurts train. I love it. Carson, you know, he is who he is. I still appreciate him and I respect him and I appreciate 2017, but we clearly got the better guy. There's no doubt about that.
There is no doubt about it. Pretty good phone call, man. John, we talked earlier. I mean, the idea of leaving the door open for these draft picks, you know, in 2023, April, to be used for quarterback, that conversation's over. I mean, barring a disastrous Jalen Hurts injury.
Yeah.
And it would have to be really disastrous, because even if he tore his knee, you'd still think, oh, well, he's still the guy for the future. Just get him right. Like, he's the quarterback. Like, it would have to be a devastating level of injury to move off of Hurts at this point.
Right. And the team's going to get better because of the addition of two first-round picks. You know, we can – I don't know exactly. Yeah. Edge rusher would be nice. You know, edge rusher and a safety or, you know.
Could be a corner if they don't keep Bradbury, which we hope they keep him.
Right.
But, you know, they're not going to be able to keep everybody. They have some guys nearing the end of deals. So,
but that's the thing. Nearing the end of deals where they're getting paid a lot for, you know, short period of time.
Right.
When Jalen gets paid, and he will get paid, it is now not a question. They can't do it until after the season.
Right.
But it's lining up that he will be the guy around here for a long time. So get used to it.
I think so. Yeah.
We can take a lot of pride in this young quarterback we've got who's only 24 years old.
Incredible.
That's amazing. We're going to be good for a long time. We're going to be one of those teams that's just, you know, you expect them to win. You know, like when we're picking games and you go, well, I guess I'll go Tom Brady. Well, I'll go Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
He's going to continue to blossom and grow to where we just have this sense of, I don't know, assurance that the team's in good hands. It's just, it's really exciting.
Feels very exciting. All right, so I had mentioned earlier three things that I noticed post-game, and then John said, I got something also post-game.
Yeah.
All right, John, take the floor first. Post-game, it'll be interesting to see if your one is one of my three. What did you notice post-game?
Watching the camera that was in the tunnel, you know, watching the guys come off the field.
You're talking about NBC Sports Philadelphia's camera? Okay, I'm with it. Yep.
Aaron Sipos, who is not good.
He's a below-average NFL punter.
Aaron Sipos, who every team that I was ever on, you know, you're angling your punts. It's a good thing if you punt the ball out of bounds because that means there's no return possible. He's got zero punts out of bounds this year. Zero. He's 23rd in the NFL in punt average. He's 23rd in net punting. It's just been substandard.
He's below average.
I think he had a phone coming off the field. I think he had his phone in his hand as he was coming off the football field in Washington.
James Seltzer, you got to get on the case here, man.
Dude, I will look into it. To Richie's point, though, just in general, I've been saying this since week one, like, why is he here? You built this roster up. You have one of the best rosters in the NFL.
Yeah.
You took such care in building this roster, and you have a crappy punter. He's not one of the 32 best punters in the world.
No.
You always do that with quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like, he's not. He's not one of the 30. We watched that game last night. The Broncos, it's like every punt is pop at the one,
right.
Pop at the two. Like, this guy stinks. Why? It makes no sense.
I'm blown away. And I understand, like, the punter and the kicker, they have a different set of rules and everything.
Right.
Like, they get to leave after that special teams meeting in the morning and you know, just different standard. But you cannot be taking your phone out there for a football game.
Well,
I object entirely.
Well, if it's true, I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. If it's true, it's probably some kind of violation, I would assume.
I don't know.
Why is he here, James? I've thought about, John, is there any chance? I'm not trying to go into the world of ridiculousness. I'm going to ask a question. Is there any chance he's still the punter because they think he's a good holder for field goals?
Yeah,
because I do know they did not like 2 years ago whoever that punter was that was the holder for field goals, and Jake Elliott's proficiency jumped pretty dramatically last year. So do they stick with
an interesting
shabby punter because they think he's a good holder on field goals?
I hope not.
I don't know. I don't know. But he is clearly not good enough that they should investigate other punters. I mean, I think we're all at that point. All right, let me give you the three. We are really nitpicking now.
That's where we're at right now, man.
When a team is so dominant, you talk about the punter and how he holds the field goals. All right, three things that actually are unrelated to the game that stood out to me right after the game yesterday. Do you have any guesses here?
No, I don't.
All right. I think the majority of people will agree with me on two of the three. Number one, horrible job by the Fox television director. When the game ended.
I saw you tweet this.
Yes.
100% with you, dude. 100 million percent.
When the game ended yesterday, what did Fox's director have the camera on? He had the camera on Sirianni and Rivera coming to meet each other at midfield. Did anybody care about that? Nobody cared. What they cared about here, some people maybe in D.C., and certainly people around the country, whoever had this regional game, who knows where this was, what they cared about is what is going to happen with the interaction of Carson Wentz and his former teammates, namely Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts. How can a Fox director who has 7 days to prepare for the game, John, how can he possibly think when the game is over that people care more about Sirianni and Rivera than Wentz and Hurts?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, that's the guy.
Crazy.
That's the guy's job. Get the right shot when the game ends. So,
To be fair, I didn't notice this.
It's just stupid. Most people probably didn't, but it's stupid.
I didn't think about it till I saw your tweet. I saw your tweet, and I was like, you are 100% correct. Like, a massive mistake. Like,
right.
A massive mistake.
It's ridiculous.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, that's number one. Number two, everyone's going to agree with me on this one. And this is just a continuation of a clown show.
Hey,
Go ahead. Back to your point. Yeah.
Did anyone see what happened with Jalen and Carson?
I have not heard. I could text Elliot
and see if he noticed.
I know.
I didn't think of it at the time.
Right.
But yeah, I wish I would have seen it.
And the whole Carson and Jason Kelce thing, all that stuff's cool. But the juicy one is quarterback. A guy that was number two who literally became number one. I mean, Jalen Hurts literally changed his number from 2 to 1 when Carson was booted off the team. So what's that interaction like? So major failure by Fox right there. All right, second thing. I think most people, if everyone, agree with me on this. This clown show. John, Carson's outfit is a disgrace post-game.
we talked about this on our Go Birds pod. Elliot brought it up, too. It's unbelievable.
I mean, he looks like a clown.
It's unbelievable. Just wear like a white T-shirt and jeans, dude. You look so ridiculous. I couldn't agree more.
I mean,
it's absurd.
What this guy wears, I don't remember exactly what it looked like. Oh, it was so, something like.
Could you describe it?
Well, wasn't it like kind of pinkish? Like a reddish pink or something?
Says the guy who's wearing a pink pullover.
Well, this is, you call this pink?
Yeah.
Was it? Well, not a start.
What do you call it?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I wouldn't call this pink. It's somewhere between red and pink.
Yeah, it's more like salmon or something like that.
Yeah, salmon.
I think it's salmon.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. Carson's was horrendous.
Carson's was not salmon?
Whatever it was horrible. Third thing. Now, this is where a lot of people are probably going to disagree with me, but I'm going to say it.
I think that's mauve.
A mauve.
I think
okay.
You're wearing mauve.
Whatever mauve is.
Yeah.
Third thing, and I think a lot of people disagree with me, but I'm going to say it because I believe it. Sirianni's doing a heck of a job this year. I don't like the Mike Quick jersey postgame. I think he looks ridiculous. I just think he looks ridiculous. You're an NFL head coach, has some freaking decorum. You're going to have days when you lose. You don't want to be that guy. You just don't want to be that guy. Now, he's putting himself out on a limb. Listen, maybe they're going to win the Super Bowl. Maybe it's going to be all hail Nick Sirianni in 5 months or in the next 5 years. Maybe. Maybe Nick Sirianni is going to stand in a couple months at the steps of the Art Museum, and it's going to say, this is the new norm. Let me tell you how we're doing the new norm around here. It's the new norm. And maybe it will be. But I think and I love Mike, and Nick seems like a fine fellow, but I think the idea of an NFL head coach, because it's almost a little gloatish. See, that's what you want to avoid. There's two different things.
He was wearing it before the game for what it's worth, too, just so you
but
know.
But that's not how people nationally will perceive it. They're going to see a head coach wearing a jersey of a player from 30 years ago, and they're going to say, you just look ridiculous. Like, act like you've been there before. And so I just don't like that by Sirianni. He's doing a great job this year. This is not to impugn him as a coach. But I think it's the wrong look for him. I'm just putting it out there.
And he wore it. And was he asked about the jersey? And he said that he grew up.
He said that Mike. He said he liked
great games against
Mike.
Washington.
Was a great player, and Mike had great games against Washington, which is true, by the way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Come on. I mean, if you see that, and listen, maybe he does not care what the person in other cities think of him.
I think he doesn't very clearly. He's been very genuine from the beginning.
Right.
He is who he is. It feels like, you know.
I just think it's the wrong approach. But anyway. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Billy T in Princeton. Billy T!
What a great game. What a great game. But I got to tell you, I called to break your balls.
Oh,
because
why?
You are incredibly bad at judging talent.
I am? Is this going to be Hurts? People are going to have Hurts on me for 40 years. Go ahead. take a cut at me.
I'm wondering what your reference points are. When you judge these athletes.
Well, who else besides Hurts? I mean, come on, who else?
Scott?
Well, listen.
That's good.
Billy T. We'll see on Scott. And let's not act like he's guaranteed.
Don't give me that crap. He had a bad week last week. I don't know what he was thinking. Maybe he's thinking about a
Billy T, you know his stats still stink, right? I mean, he's improved a lot, but you know, it's not like he's
Started in the basement. He's at least on the first floor heading up.
I know, but he was hitting like 270 for a stretch, and people acted like he was hitting 340. I mean, my God.
The kid's got a good swing.
He's got good instincts. He's got good baseball instincts. He's got a shot to be a player.
That's right. And you were so wrong about our quarterback.
Well, I admitted that last week. I mean, as long as he keeps playing like this. So your list is two and only one applause, but go ahead.
Wait, baloney. And you know what? Get some of that crow you're eating and give it over to Johnny.
Yeah, but Billy Tay, hold on. You got to make one more thing. And then you take a shot at John. But just remember this, Billy Tay. I did my first radio show, and a lot of people didn't hear it. It was a smaller station. I did my first radio show in 2001. That is 21 years ago. To be wrong about one athlete in 21 years, that is what you call a great batting average.
Well, you wanted to trade Bryce Harper,
impressive.
And he became the MVP.
Stop. Yeah, that's the other one, John. You know, but listen,
everybody, settle down now. All right, go ahead, Billy. Take your cannon, Richie. Go after Richie.
I'm talking about afternoon, John. He was so wrong. He's another one.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you wanted me to pick on Johnny?
No, wait. Yeah, Richie here.
Look,
Richie.
The odds, Joe.
I'm not picking on Richie.
Joe likes to be right.
I'm used to it.
And it does make sense if you're going to, I don't know, make a bet on a young quarterback making it and becoming one of the next elite quarterbacks in this league, as opposed to, you know, flaming out and not being as good as we'd hoped he'd be. The odds are better that he's going to fail. We have a unique and rare individual in Jalen Hurts. Joe was just taking the odds.
Listen, all right. Billy Tay, you're killing me. I got one wrong. Thank you for the call, sir. Was I more wrong on Hurts or more right on Carson? Or is that just like...
I was just thinking about it.
I really think that's part of why you did this to Hurts.
No, it's not.
You're thinking, wow, I was so right on Carson, and he was so bad, and I look so good. Odds are good that it's hard. It is hard to play quarterback in this league. And it's hard to be, the leader of a team the way that he's proven he can be. Like, the odds were tiny, especially for a second-round pick, a guy who people thought was taken too high. I thought he was taken too high when we took him to pan out like this. And I'm not saying it's like a guaranteed thing that where he's going to be the next, I don't know, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, that type of guy. But he's...
He looks really good.
What we could have hoped.
He looks really good.
Dreams.
So, now that we're venturing down the road of comments and predictions and blah blah blah, let me tell you one that hit me yesterday. I'm just going to roll it out. It might be ridiculous. It is a gut feeling. You're going to get a gut feeling prediction right now.
Mm-hmm.
76ers are going to the finals.
Whoa, that's out of nowhere.
Yeah.
How about that?
I just feel it.
It just washed over you yesterday?
Yesterday. Yesterday.
Start thinking about it.
I don't know. Like, it might be the magic of Jalen Hurts, like his improvement.
Yeah.
I started thinking about how Maxey will take another step forward. Harden will be in better shape. I still can't stand him, but he'll be in better shape.
Yeah.
I mean, you just hope Embiid doesn't get his face smashed in the postseason again. Listen, I'm fine with Tobias. And then you think about P.J. Tucker and some of these other guys they signed, like, you know, Harold, who they got a couple weeks ago. Going to have a bench.
Hey, what if
– I'm saying it, September 26th, gut feeling, 76ers are making the finals.
I can get behind that. I mean, what if Joel makes it his personal mission? I mean, he is a force in nature.
Look, all he's got to do is play the exact same way. But stay healthy. That's all he's got. He doesn't have to improve. Joel doesn't have to improve anymore. He just has to freaking be healthy in May and June. That's all I need. Just be healthy in May and June.
I think we've got a good shot.
I think they really do. Now, Brooklyn's a factor and some other teams, blah, blah, blah. But I just got an odd gut feeling that this is going to be a year where the Sixers make the city proud.
My gut feeling yesterday that washed over me is that we're going to have the best record in football.
It really might.
Like,
Judge.
This team
14
is good enough that, I mean, we are up there. We are upper echelon. Right. We are top tier.
Yeah, very good.
And we have by far the easiest schedule of all those teams. Those are teams that have like Super Bowl schedules, and we've got this. Man, it's beautiful. It makes a lot of sense that this is a team that is now playing. I know it's extremely early, but this is just feelings from yesterday. This is a team that's playing for a first-round bye when it's all said and done.
I had the same thought, John. Really did. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. A great Monday afternoon on 94 WIP. Hey, one of the things I love about betting on the NFL is always finding new player or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is combining these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Perfect, of course, for tonight's game, NFC East matchup. You got Dallas, you got New York. Interesting to see and, you know, get the chance to size these teams up, but also to win and win big with FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm talking same game parlays. Just one of many reasons to bet with FanDuel, where you combine different bets within the same game and lock it in with the same game parlay. What to look at tonight? Well, obviously both quarterbacks, passing yards, touchdowns, the running backs, who's going to score, how many yards are going to have, all of it there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. So lock it in using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER. And remember, you'll get $150 in free bets, win or lose, when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. No feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. So lock yours in today for tonight's game or all the other sports you can bet with as well. Remember that. With promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook, make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Great play by A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts right there. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. It almost reminded me, I don't know who else thought of this, but it reminded me of that old sort of Antonio Gates play that Phillip Rivers would run, John, with the Chargers. Because Antonio Gates was a basketball player, and like A.J. Brown kind of just boxed that dude out. It just created space, and it was a nice target, and Hurts put it there, and it was easy.
I wondered if it was intentionally thrown behind him, you know, because of the man coverage, because there was some safety involvement, you know, like I don't know. I mean, it worked. Right. It worked. And when you're that big and that physical, you can really put it anywhere.
Yeah.
But it was almost like a back shoulder slant, which was weird.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, maybe it was just a slightly inaccurate pass, but it was good enough.
Yeah, and I just feel like I give Jalen Hurts a lot of benefit of the doubt now.
Exactly.
So, nice back shoulder slant, buddy.
Three TDs for Hurts. Hey, speaking of TDs, your school can have TDs right here on WIP Thanksgiving Day. Turkey Bowl is back. I'm talking John Ritchie, James Seltzer, Howard Eskin, myself. We'll be broadcasting from a high school football game this Thanksgiving Day right here on WIP. So we are in the final week of nominations. Submit your school's game for Thanksgiving Day here for WIP for us to broadcast it. 94WIP.com/Turkey Bowl. Let me say that website again. 94WIP.com/Turkey Bowl. Submit the game that you want aired here on WIP. Submissions run through Friday of this week at midnight. 2022 Turkey Bowl is sponsored by Penn Medicine Heart and Vascular Center. Past years, we've had Ridley and Interboro, Quakertown and Penridge, Chichester and Sun Valley. We're very happy post-pandemic, or at least post the stage of the pandemic, what it was, to be able to do Turkey Bowl again. We look forward to it. Get the nominations in. And then in the month of October, we'll be voting to figure out which game is broadcast here on WIP. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Chuck's with us right now. Yo, Chuck.
Joe, good to talk to you.
You too, sir.
I got a quick Johnny Ritchie first, because I tuned in a little bit late. What's your opinion on the T-shirt, John? Do you think he's out of line, or what do you think?
It was a jersey. If you're saying Sirianni, was a jersey.
No, I'm talking about John Ritchie. What's his opinion on that?
Yeah. It is not something I'm accustomed to. I know that Nick Sirianni is doing this thing where he's wearing like players on his t-shirts during the week and at press conferences, and now, you know, wearing a jersey to honor Mike Quick. It's not, you know, I don't know. It's not like the grown-up like Bill Belichick.
Say what you think. What's your opinion? Yes or no? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I can't argue with the results that he gets from motivating this team, but I wouldn't do it if I were in his shoes. I think it is such a privilege to be one of the best, you know, 32 coaches in the world. You have to sort of, I don't know, conduct yourself and comport yourself and attire, dress yourself with a high level of like classiness, and it just feels like it falls short on that front.
John, I know what you're saying, but Belichick doesn't dress in classiness. But I know what
true.
You're saying.
That is That's true. That's very true.
That is,
you're
that
right.
Is true.
But Belichick's to the point where he's like, the hell with everyone.
Yeah.
I'm that good that I can wear a hoodie. You know, like, I don't feel like Nick Sirianni's there yet. And so I'd prefer not to see it. But, hey, it works.
Let me, Joe, just tell you why I called. You made a remark that I frequently use to my kids, 16, 17, kids that I coach.
Okay.
Joe, I just think you are out of line. And I don't, but Joe, you are really measured when you speak. I know you think twice about what you say. I don't believe you would really tell him to his face, act like you've been there. I don't believe you would say that to him, Joe.
Well, I mean, Nick Sirianni and I are not friends, so I probably would not say that to him because that would be an aggressive comment that I don't have that relationship with him. If Nick Sirianni and I had a relationship and he wanted my opinion, I would say to him, Nick, I think it's a bad look for you because you haven't really accomplished that much yet as a pro football coach.
Joe, that's not what I'm trying to say is you're on the pulpit and you're throwing that out to the wind. And he's got no rebuttal for you because he's not where you are. I think that, and you're allowed to give your opinion, believe, because I listen to you guys talk and enjoy your program. But let me say something to you. That's out of line to say that to him or to say it.
I don't agree. I just don't agree, Chuck. I mean, listen, obviously opinions get, I appreciate the call, man. I mean, we all say our opinion. It is what it is. I mean, we know how Nick Sirianni will rebut. He'll do it again. That's what he does. That was James's point earlier. I mean, I've been critical of Nick Sirianni wearing the shirts going back to last year. He continues to do it. It's what he wants to do. I don't like it. In the end, does it really matter? Maybe it doesn't. But I think sometimes it boomerangs back at you when things go bad. That's like you want to avoid being Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan went to New York, had some early wins, talked a big game. But when things fell apart, it was easy for the Jets to move off Rex Ryan quick because he looked ridiculous. I'm just saying, try to avoid looking ridiculous. That's all I'm saying.
I think he's in a tough spot. I know. I remember back when I was playing in college and we're playing Cal.
Yep.
And they got this coach on their sideline named Steve Mariucci. Mm-hmm. And he was wearing a suit. I was like, what a clown. Like, what does he think he's doing? And I just said, you know, I want them to look classy and dress like they're one of the best 32 in the world. Well, you know, that to me was a problem that he was dressing classy because it was, you know, he was a college coach.
Well, it's over
the sideline
in
a suit. It just felt like he was, I don't know, like trying to draw attention to look how classy I am. So it's almost like they can't win, these coaches.
Well, sometimes.
If they venture outside what we are accustomed to seeing.
Right.
This is not what we are accustomed to seeing. I really didn't think too much about it. I know that Nick acts goofy sometimes.
Yep.
And this is just in line with that.
I think he is goofy. And I don't mean that as a criticism. I think he just has a personality that is very different than most NFL head coaches.
And I'm trying to get to the point where I'm accepting the things that I'm not accustomed to.
Sure.
Where I'm accepting of things that I, you know, would not that I didn't see myself. I didn't see practices the way they practice for 58 minutes.
Right.
But, hey, it works.
Yeah, right now it's working. Look, I get what you're saying, John. And believe me, for anyone just tuning in, this has not been our focus today. This is like 0.1100 on a day. Obviously, it's pretty low on the list, but I just did not like that Sirianni wore the Mike Quick jersey.
I'm a lot more concerned that the punter's out there with his phone on the sideline.
Well, we got to confirm if that's true.
I think that's what I saw. And,
okay.
And you know, I don't know what else that would be. You know, a black thing in his hand as he's coming off the
field. Yeah, I don't know. James, get Elliott
on the
case.
But that's also a nitpick. You know, I have a problem with Sipos, I think, just not being as good as I want him to be.
Well, he's a below-average punter.
And then I saw that, and it just blew my mind.
Yep. All right, Zach in Royersford. What's up, Zach?
Yo, boys.
Hey, Zach.
Yo. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to make my Eagles point first, and then I gotta admit something to you guys. I'm kind of upset about it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Going
to
admit something.
So, if you guys remember correctly, after the Vikings game, I called, you know, and I was a little out of breath, and I had said that, you know, there's five words to me that makes up Jalen Hurts in my mind. It was organized, composed, determined, professional, and mature. And for the second week in a row, really third week, but for the real second week in a row, we saw that again. This man is just, he's composed. The game, it just seems like it's so slow to him. He's dishing balls and throwing balls that a lot of us didn't think that he was going to be able to make. And it just looks great, guys. I mean, the team rallies around him. I called Sunday morning and I said, one of the big things I wanted to see from this game is I love Hassan Reddick. I'm a big fan of his. I've always been a big fan. I wanted to see him get a sack. I wanted to see him really disrupt the backfield. I really thought that this was the game that he could do it, and he did it. And I just think that it just shows the maturity of this team gelling together. And I called again a few weeks ago prior, and I said, you know, this is one of those things where I think that with how young these players are, we just have to learn a little bit of patience. We just have to learn to respect that these guys are professionals and that they're willing to learn and they're willing to grow. And I don't think in the 25, 30 years that I've been a sports fan in Philadelphia, I don't think I've ever seen a player evolve as quickly and as rapidly as Jalen Hurts is doing.
Well, I said that same thing earlier today. I mean, the only ones that come to mind are Wentz from 2016 to 2017 and Maxey from year one to two.
I don't think
it's a small list, man.
It is a small list.
Jalen Hurts' mechanics look incredible this year. I know it's only three games.
I totally agree.
But, Zach, I'm a little troubled by the fact that you're categorizing Jalen Hurts and Hassan Reddick in the same category. I felt like Hassan Reddick yesterday, he got his arm out there and knocked the ball away to net a sack and a fumble caused. But it's not consistent from him. And I feel like what the hallmark of a great player, a player who has truly developed, is consistency in that level of play. Hassan Reddick was not consistently disruptive yesterday, and he certainly wasn't in weeks one or two. Jalen Hurts is consistently excellent.
My comment was more so a little biased just because, again, I've been a fan of his for longer than I've obviously been a fan of Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I want to admit to you guys, listen, I don't agree with you all the time, man. A lot of us don't, but I do for one thing. I was very relaxed last night, you know, cheering, jumping up and down. Back hurt a little bit, right? So,
you did it. Good. Good work.
My girlfriend got some lavender bubbles. Let me tell you, I took a bubble bath, man. I felt incredible.
Good.
It was the best thing I've ever done.
Was it romantic?
Aye, aye, aye.
Let me tell you, I had a book. I don't read either. I had a book. I must have been in there for an hour, guys.
All right, Zach. Now I know you're just making fun of me.
What are we doing here, guys?
No, I'll tell you what he's doing. This is not true. You're just making fun of me, right, Zach?
No. I honest swear on my grandmother's grave, bless her heart, I took a bubble bath last night for almost an hour.
And you enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Yes, exactly.
So does that
grown men need to try it more often.
Correct. Zach, you're a brilliant human. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Move over Einstein, Zach. Royersford. Brilliant man. Joe to Cameron. One of these days, one of these years, I'll get people to
Joe, that's appropriate. He was in the bath for an hour. He read a book. You say you're taking three on a Sunday. You know, like three for multiple hours.
Of course.
That's excessive.
It is probably excessive, but I like what I like, and I like that. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Time's yours next on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about one of my favorite places, Family and Company Jewelers. Trust me, they know so much about diamonds over there. They've been in the business for 85 years. Great people, great expertise. Angelo and the entire gang, they've got over 2,000 five-star Google reviews, and that's an incredible amount. I'm telling you, the showroom is something you got to see in person to believe. It is awesome. In Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, stop on by, tell them I sent you. They will take great care of you. If you're thinking about getting engaged, get her the right ring. Get her a ring of her dreams. Get her a ring from Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Time's yours. You call, we listen. Big calls, I'm sure, after a big win. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
BG with the resurgence, get that turnover, and we get the touchdown with Goddard. E-A-G-L-E. Eagles.
You know what the weird thing is? I almost, James, play that again. I want to say something. I thought this guy sounded, not when he did the Eagles chant, but the way he talked, it almost sounded like Brandon Graham. Listen.
BG with the resurgence, get that turnover, and we get the touchdown with Goddard.
Right?
A little bit.
Maybe he's got a phone on the sideline, too.
Right? I mean, I thought that sounded a lot like Brandon Graham. All right.
I don't like Carson Wentz. I think he's Ben Simmons light. But at 6 minutes into the game, I feel sorry for that guy.
I did not.
I did, but he was very culpable. Let's not act like a lot of it wasn't his fault. But he just doesn't know how to change it. He's actually just in over his head. He can't change.
That catch that just happened defines why you got A.J. Brown. 38-yard catch. He went up and got it, positioned his body, secured the ball, came down. That's a big-time receiver catch. That's why you got A.J. Brown. Exactly that play. Go up and get it.
Well, when you think about how bad most Eagles receivers were, John, I mean, in the life of our show, just these 6 years, I mean, Alshon could do that for about a year.
Think about
– I mean, there's nobody. Nobody could do it.
Think about the subpar, you know, like the practice squad guys that were out there in previous seasons having to run routes against that tight man coverage that Washington showed yesterday. Yeah. They would not have gotten open, and Jalen Hurts would not have trusted them to go up and get those.
Carson Wentz would not have thrown most of those
You're
passes.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're watching a breakout game by Jalen Hurts. This kid is a stud. Enough said, this kid is a stud and our future franchise quarterback. Time's yours.
Well, yeah, yes. It's looking that way. It's looking great.
Thank God we moved on from Carson Wentz. Unbelievable. Anyway, it's just a matter of time before you see Taylor Heinicke in there for the Redskins. Time's yours.
Agreed.
Probably. And listen, maybe the Alabama guys, their QB next year, one of those guys. I mean, Washington desperately needs a new quarterback.
I know it's a broken record, but once again, we've got to praise Howie. The A.J. Brown trade, the Darius Slay trade, getting rid of Carson Wentz when he did. If you literally put together a mixtape of everything Carson did wrong in Philadelphia, it was on display on Sunday. Sacked too much, held the ball too much, fumbled it, and just airmailed everything when he got happy feet. It was such a glorious thing to watch. This team is going to be so special if they stay healthy. Time's yours.
I agree, man. They got a major shot. It's looking great.
Hear that? Silence. Silence to all the naysayers, all the people that wanted to crucify Hurts. He shut everybody up now, huh? 3-0. 3-0. You know, it's so wonderful to see these young guys develop. I can't wait to see what else they're going to do. Don't try to get on a bandwagon now.
Well, I love it. Love the passion. She's kind of coming after me a little bit.
She said you're not allowed on the
bandwagon. Yeah. The only thing I'll say about her call is, you know, now I got to jab back. She took a shot at me. I mean, she's saying it's silence, but she was talking for like 30 seconds. So really wasn't silence. That's all right. I love you. It's all good. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.